Serving as an inspiration for Disneyland's Sleeping Beauty Castle is the new Swanstone Castle, originally intended as a personal refuge for Ludwig II of Bavaria, who sometimes is referred to as the Swan King. He also held titles of Duke of Bavaria and the Duke of Swabia. Swabia is a region in southwestern Germany, representing the territory of Alemannia, which coincides with the Swabian circle of the Holy Roman Empire, as it stood during the early modern period, now near southwestern Bavaria. The Alemanni, or Swabians, were a confederation of Germanic tribes on the Upper Rhine River, later expanding into northern Switzerland, leading to the establishment of the Old High German language there. In 496, they were conquered by Frankish leader Clovis and were regarded as pagan allies of the Christian Franks, but were gradually Christianized during the 7th century. That said, their name has unmistakably survived into modern times. For example, the word for Germany in Spanish is Alemania. In Persian, it's Alman. And we find it in French, Portuguese, Turkish, Welsh, and others. And they all derive from Alemanni. While many foreigners called them the Alemanni, they referred to themselves with the name Suebi, from where we get the term Swabia, which some have said come from a prior Indo-European word meaning our own people. Another theory is it comes from a Celtic word for vagabond, a term for having no settled home. Classical authors noted that the Suebic tribes were very mobile, with various tribes moving in from the direction of the Baltic Sea. Roman writers called them Barbari, meaning savages, from where we get the term barbarian. The archaeology, however, shows that they were largely Romanized, living in Roman-style houses and used Roman artifacts. It was a characteristic of these people to turn their hair sideways and tie it beneath the poll in a knot. By this mark, the Suebi were distinguished from the rest of the Germans, and it's seen in other cultures with some relationship to the Suebi, usually worn only during the period of youth. Tacitus, a senator and historian of the Roman Empire, mentions that some of the Suebi also performed sacred rites to Isis, or a very similar native goddess. Elisha was the son of Javan, the fourth son of Noah's son, Japheth, according to the book of Genesis. The Jewish historian Josephus related the descendants of Elisha with the Aeolians, one of the ancestral branches of the Greeks, or the ancestor of the Almanim. Asia, incidentally, was regarded as a synonym for the ancient Trojan Empire. Which brings us back to the Swan King of Bavaria, who some have suggested built his famous castle as a homage to the local legend of the Swan King Lohengrin, a character in German Arthurian literature, a medieval tale about a mysterious knight of the Holy Grail sent in a boat pulled by swans to rescue a maiden who could never ask his identity. When she did, he told her and he had to leave and go to the Mount of Paradise, where the goddess Venus lived. Some have proposed that this was Mount Seger, the last bastion of defense for the Cathars, which means the clean or pure ones. Mont Seger is dedicated to Bellissima, a goddess worshipped in Gaul and Britain, also identified with Minerva, with affinities to Astarte, Artemis, Diana-type goddesses having various names. She was often associated with the swan and usually had priestesses who were called doves. The dove would be an emblem employed by the Cathars in the 13th century, as well as the Huguenots, who are French Protestants of later centuries. In Greek mythology, Zeus disguised himself as a swan, seducing Leda, the queen of Sparta, who gave birth to a girl named Helen, who was also regarded as a moon goddess, and who gave the early Greeks their name, the Hellenes. Maybe that's why the Swiss still call their god Zeus, as in Zeus. It's from the Zuvi that we get Swiss, Sweden, Switzerland, and of course Swabia, ancestors of the Bavarians. New Swabia, or New Schwabenland in German, is an area of Antarctica called Queen Maud Land. It was explored by German Antarctic expeditions in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, which discovered ice-free areas with warm, freshwater lakes and vegetation. In 1938, the New Swabia expedition left Hamburg for Antarctica aboard the MS Schwabenland, named after Swabia, the region in southern Germany, and established military bases, and according to the Russian government, a highly fortified German colony below the ice in subterranean caverns of warm fresh water heated by volcanic vents with plenty of breathable air created by algae that live near those vents.
Antarctica is the coldest, driest, windiest, and most inhospitable continent on Earth. But somehow, life exists there, and new evidence suggests it also exists below the ice. A new study published in the journal Polar Biology describes a vast network of caves beneath Antarctica's ice sheet, so warm a person could comfortably wear only a t-shirt. The ice is hollowed out by steam produced by an active volcano. In some parts, the ice is thin enough to allow sunlight to filter through. The mild temperatures combined with sunlight make the caves hospitable to life. According to this new study, researchers found traces of DNA from algae, moss, and even small invertebrate animals. While some of the DNA matches creatures found elsewhere on the continent, some of the samples have not yet been identified. This means unknown types of plants or animals might have once called the caves home, and they still might.
While the probability of a German colony surviving beneath the ice in Antarctica may seem remote, this is no Bavarian fairy tale. If it were, then the United States would declassify Operation High Jump and allow the public to become aware of the invasion of German-occupied Antarctica immediately following World War II, which by all accounts involved a decisive military defeat of Allied forces. So while Germany had already formally surrendered in 1945, it seems New Swabia did not in 1946. My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an independent anthropologist, and I appreciate all of the positive feedback. Please share this video if you like these presentations. I completely rely on word of mouth. And check out my books available on Amazon.com if you have not already. Don't forget to subscribe and have a wonderful weekend. See you next time.